Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Stephen Gaffney is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Stephen is one of the foremost authorities on effective communication in the workforce, and he is our go-to guy when we want to talk about how to be honest. And, you know, you'd think that we wouldn't have to talk about that, folks, but apparently we do, and he's here to do that. By the way, his books are called Just Be Honest. That's the first one, I think, that we covered. And then the new one is called Honesty Works. He's our good friend, Stephen Gaffney. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. You know, Stephen, a couple of things I've been saying lately, and actually have been saying now for a while. First, I started feeling very uncomfortable about what was going on Wall Street. And I started saying to my audience that Wall Street is working at cross purposes with Main Street. I can't say that I was smart enough to know what was wrong. I just knew there was something wrong. I could tell that their wheels were about to run off the track. I didn't know. I just kind of had an instinct about it. I didn't exactly know what was wrong. Now I know that the problem was honesty. That the problem was creating a scenario where we've lost the most important ingredient of any relationship, of any marketplace, of any society, and that's the concept of trust.
Absolutely. I've seen that. Well, I mean, we're seeing this now, obviously, on Wall Street, but if you think about it, this happens in our day in and day out lives. You know, when it comes to honesty, it's not so much about the truth or lies. It's about what people are not saying to each other. Yeah. So you can take one angle about Wall Street and say, okay, well, did they lie? I think the bigger question and what we all have to think about is when we're in relationships, it's not what people say. It's what they're not saying that is really the problem.
The sin of omission?
Yeah, and absolutely. And when we get people to speak and share really what's going on, that's the most important thing. In fact, if you think about it, the most important strategy for long-term business growth is honesty. Because in the end, the truth prevails. In the end, we do find out the truth.
Well, here's the thing, though, see. Back to my cross-purposes, Wall Street and Main Street concept, If I, as a small business owner, am dishonest, if I am not trustworthy, if I'm not someone who can be trusted, well, the marketplace takes me to court and judges me wanting and convicts me to no business. And I wind up failing because of that. And on Main Street, you don't get away with that kind of behavior for very long. The reason I say that Wall Street and our government, frankly, members of Congress and presidents, administrations over the last few years have not contributed to honesty and to trustworthiness and to transparency. But those people have enough money and enough power that they've actually been able to get away with it. And, you know, and that's the part that really bothers me. And I hate bringing up a problem without a solution, Stephen. So here's my solution. Maybe, and I'm trying not to be naive here, but maybe, just maybe, in the wake of all this that's happened, people can hear your message. People can hear the trust message that Stephen M. R. Covey and R. K. C. and Cuddy are getting out there, and your honesty message. Maybe they can hear those things, and as we rebuild capitalism, which is what we're going to have to do, Stephen, as we rebuild capitalism into a 21st century model, we make sure that every step of the way that we install the concept of honesty and the concept of trust.
That's key, and I think the big question...
Am I naive to think that we can do that, Stephen?
I actually think people can, and actually it's important. And when we look at business growth in the long term, the businesses that are the most up front in the end prevail. Because if you have strategies that employ things that are dishonest and withhold, in the end it catches up. How I relate this to, and I think we can all relate it down to a small business. So we can all get the concept of honesty, and people are probably listening and saying, yeah, I got that, and I know it's a good thing. The other person isn't doing it. But here's the key. In the state of the economy the way we are, you're in a business deal, and you're thinking, you know what, if I'm totally upfront and let my client or potential client know about this aspect of this part of the business, they may not give me the business, and they may not give me future business. And so we think, I'm not lying. I'm just not going to share everything. And you think, that's okay. I mean, I just got to get through the short term. However, this is a slippery slope. Mm-hmm. Because in the end, when the client does find out the truth, when they do find out that piece of information that we are withholding, then not only are we going to damage the relationship, but we may kill future business. So what we have to be thinking about is, in the short term, the tendency is sometimes to kind of fudge the communication. And yet now is the key time to be upfront. And the key is how do we do it? And that's what we specialize in.
Everybody thinks that that the problem we have now is the real estate problem, and to a large degree, we do have real estate issues. But the most important problem we have is not in the real estate that we live in, or that we work in, or that we plant crops on, or whatever. It's in the real estate between our ears, the 5 inches between our ears, and because that's where the trust and the honesty, where all that's been lost, and you know, the glue that holds us all together, that holds our societies together, that holds our relationships together, our contracts together, the glue that holds all of this together in the world, is the topic of your work, honesty and trust.
Absolutely. In fact, when you think about, you know, what's between our ears, the worst lies we can ever tell are the lies we tell ourselves.
This,
you know,
above so right all now, to thine own self be true, was Falstaff to Polonius in Hamlet. This above all to thine own self be true.
And it's so true, because if you think about it, we can't solve our own businesses in our own problems in our small business if we are not really upfront. So, for example, maybe this economy and the state of things is revealing some things that were kind of questionable in our business, but now it's getting pushed up. For example, maybe we generated a lot of business because we got a lot of referral business, but it was piece of cake. You know, like the mortgage industry, right? Mm-hmm. But we were not upfront with people, and the key is, what do we need to do?
Well,
to
and let me tell you what else we did. We facilitated them being dishonest to us.
Yes.
We manufactured a platform for lying. And that's what makes me mad. Stand by, we're going to take a quick break. Folks, right back after these messages with Stephen Gaffney. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. That's the knowledge base where you get small business answers now. The first one, smallbusinessadvocate.com, is where you find all the things that we do here, including the show, the Brain Trust members, the articles, the archives, the newsletter, et cetera, et cetera. Hope you'll subscribe to my newsletter. It comes every Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. Stephen Gaffney is our guest. He's the author of Honesty Works. That's the new book. The other one is called Just Be Honest. You probably need both of these, folks. Stephen, tell us how we can find you and your books.
If they go to justbehonest.com, justbehonest.com, on our website, there's a bunch of things, information, but specifically seven drivers that drive human behavior, and a couple interviews that I did, one on honest communication and one on when to use email and not use email. It's all free if they go to our website, justbehonest.com.
So check that out, folks, when you get a chance. Stephen, the next president, whoever that is, calls you up and says, Stephen, I want to make you our honesty czar. I want to make you our honesty / trust czar. Where would you start?
Well, the first thing I would coach them is creating an environment where people feel safe. and being able to tell the truth. The number one reason why people withhold and lie is because they get afraid. So what I would coach that president in, on whatever kind of cabinet and whatever kind of organization they set up, is the most important thing is to create an environment where somebody feels safe to tell us the truth. That's not only true for our president, future president, but it's also true for our business and our lives. We need to ask ourselves, are we creating an environment where our employees, our vendors, our clients are really feel safe to tell us and give us the correct feedback? Because if we don't have the correct feedback, we can't make the right decisions.
Exactly. Well, okay, so what would be the next steps? I mean, you're now in charge of honesty and helping get honesty injected back into the corporate world, into the government. And would you say, why don't we look at small business? Why don't we look at Main Street? Where would you start?
Well, here's the thing. This applies to whether we're looking at politics or we're looking at our own business or just in our own families. The three most important things to create honesty in our lives and to create an honest environment. Number one, we need to be aware on how much of a problem this is, and all we have to do is look at the news. Second is leaders need to model that behavior. If we want people to be honest, we need to model that behavior. And third, and this is really key, we need to give people the skills on how to have the difficult conversations. We cannot expect people to give us feedback and to share difficult things if they're not given the tangible tools, which is what we actually do as a company in our books, is tell people how to say those difficult messages. For example, how do you say something to somebody who gets defensive, who gets upset? That's not so easy to do, and it could hurt our business if not done correctly. So the three key things that's got to happen is we got to be aware. Second, we got to model that behavior. And third, we need to give people the specific skills and how to do it.
I got a fourth one for you.
Okay.
Repercussions of being dishonest.
Mm.
The fourth one is I'm a little old school, Stephen, but if you're dishonest, if you do something that makes you untrustworthy, you pay the price.
Well,
I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
If you got a loan for a home, and you know that even if they didn't ask you all the correct questions, you know that you should have given them information to help them make that decision, and you didn't do it, guess what? I don't think the government should bail you out. If members of Congress, we need to show that some of these people were dishonest, and that they're still being dishonest. We need to vote them out. If members of chairman of the board of major corporations, people who created this mess that we've got in, they've gotten us in, you know, let's take them to task. Let's take them to court. Let's charge them if they've done something wrong. Let's let the world know that if they didn't break a law, at least they did something unethical. Let's make them pay the price. There's got to be, Stephen, one of the things we've got to do is we've got to pay the price for being dishonest in this world. Otherwise, honesty has no value.
Yes, we need to reward honesty, and in our book, Honesty Works, there's a lot of strategies on how to do that, but one of the most important things overall is what you're talking about. We need to set up a system in which we reward people for being honest, and we create severe pain when they're not upfront.
See, that's what happens on Main Street. That's what happens on small business. You know, dishonesty doesn't last long on Main Street.
Yeah, I don't think it really lasts long anywhere.
When I do something dishonest on Main Street, it mostly affects me and maybe people directly around me. It doesn't take down the economy, see?
Oh, yeah. And that's the whole thing is, what are we going to do about it? We cannot control other people, but what we can control is how we're going to respond to this.
But don't all the rest of us have an obligation now to be more hypersensitive to things that we know? When somebody tells us something, when we see something that's too good to be true, we know it's too good to be true, we reject that. Isn't that our responsibility too, Stephen?
Absolutely. In fact, if you think about it, something you brought up about getting a loan, I think it's actually a good example for us all. Is, you know, we can be quick to blame other folks, but the key is, what part of the equation did we play in this? And we can control how we respond, and we're 100% responsible for ourselves. So the key is, what are we going to do about this?
JustBeHonest.com, right?
Yes.
That's the name of the book.
There's a whole bunch of information on the website to get.
And both of his books are there, and you can find out about his speaking opportunities. Hey, Stephen, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Okay, see you next time. Quick break, right back. We're going to have our breast cancer awareness interviews with four outstanding, beautiful women right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.